Okay, there are a lot of famous Rambans on this week's parsha. I'll mention two. They're actually both world famous. So we know, it says in the parsha, Zachor Shema Shabbos Lekatcha, remember Shabbos. In the other of the Aseret Dibros, the Chumash writes, Shamor Shema Shabbos Lekatcha, to guard it. So Chazal say, Rabban quotes it, Zachor refers to mitzvos asei, positive, do positive things, to remember Shabbos, make Shabbos kadosh. Shamor refers to guard yourself, don't do aveiros on, don't do alotaseis on Shabbos. You got it? And the Gemara says, Zachor v'Shamor v'Dibur Echad, they're said at the same time, which is impossible for us to understand. That's why, so that's why Chazal say that if you're chayiv in the low taseis of Shabbos, you're also chayiv in the assays of Shabbos. That's why women are chayiv in Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah seish man grum. Right? Kiddush is a mitzvah seish man grum. Why are women chayiv in Kiddush? Because there's a connection of Zachor and Shamor. So since women are chayiv in the low taseis, the Shamor, they're also chayiv in the assays. Okay? Now, here's the famous Ramban. He says, Zachor is Yodse Mibidas Ho Ahava, Ava Sashan. And Shamor is Lotase, is the Mida of Yira. Kihanishmar Measos Dabar Harabe Neadonov Yareoso. Doing mitzvah sase reflects more Ava Sashan. I love you, I want to do things that you want me to do for you, positive. Not doing something that your master doesn't want is out of fear. I'm afraid of being punished. My master not to do it, I'm not going to do it. So the Ramban says, this is a big yisod, that doing mitzvah saseh fits into avas Hashem, and avoiding lo taseh fits into yiras Hashem. And since we know that the higher level of avodas Hashem is what? Yira ava? Ava. Therefore, v'lechein, mitzvah saseh gedola mi mitzvahs lo tase, kemo shahava gadola mi ayira. That's why mitzvah is gadol mi lo tase. That's esi docha lo tase. You know the rule. If you an esi is docha lo tase, let's say tzitzis. If you have shatnas in your tzitzis, so you can wear shatnas in tzitzis because the tzitzis overrides the lo tase of shatnas. That's one example. So that's the famous thing. That zachor is avas Hashem. Shamor is Yira Hashem, and Zachor is an Ava, is greater than Yira, at the highest level. That's the famous Ramban. Kamakayim Beose Begufo Mono Rotzen Adonav Vugado Mi Anishmar Mi Lasser Rabbeinu. And therefore, I say Docha Lotase. Okay. Yeah, in general, that's the one, right? Serve out of love is higher than out of Yira. We have to have both. But this is a world famous Ramban. That's Ramban number one. World. No, the Chiddush is, we know Esed Ochelo Tase. The Rabban's giving us the explanation why, and his explanation why that essays reflect Ava, and Lo Taseis reflect Yira, and Ava is greater than Yira, that explanation of connecting the two, that's the Ramban's Chiddush. The next Ramban is even more famous, and this might be Rav Yoel's Lukovsky Shlita, famous favorite Ramban. We'll see. What? No, it's not about that. It's not about what is it? Healthy eating? Healthy eating? No. It's not about that. What? Oh, okay. This might be Rabbi Rukovsky's favorite. Here's the Ramban. It says, Zachor Shema Shabbos. Remember Shabbos and make it. So that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. And Chazal say, Tehei Zochro, Tenu Lev Liskor Tamid. That's Yom HaShabbos, Rashi says. Always remember Shabbos. That the Zachor doesn't mean just remember it once and always, constantly remember Shabbos. So they have a discussion. If you find a good piece of meat on Monday, oh, I'll set it aside for Shabbos. Do you say that or not? Or do you say, no, if Hashem sent me a nice piece on Monday, I'll get another nice piece on Thursday. But the idea is, remember Shabbos all the time. It's a constant. Oh. And therefore, the Ramban says, therefore, here. Amru, hu mitzvah niskor tamid b'chol yom es ha-shabbos, shelo nishkacheyu, don't forget it. Ki b'zachreinu oso tamid, yiskor ma'ise b'reishis b'chol eis. Since you always remember Shabbos, you always remember ma'ise b'reishis. V'node b'chol eis, Sheish to Olam Bor, and you always remember that there, you always acknowledge that there's a Borei Olam. Remember we learned that earlier? That's the purpose of the world, to recognize that there's a Borei Olam. So Shabbos represents the purpose of the world. V'zikir gado b'amunas hakel. And therefore the Ramban says, Rebbe, so what's the point? Why does Aviol love this? Because Aviol holds, you know, you should always be b'china Shabbos. B'china Shabbos, to feel the, always feel the kedusha of Shabbos. As he said at his oneg on Friday night, right? Shabbos is the Shechina. I spoke at his oneg. So I said, B'shus Rav Yol Shlita. I said, B'shus Rav Ari Cohen Shlita. And then Rav Yol said, why not B'shus the Shechina? The Shechina's here, it's Shabbos. That's what he said. So I said, just for that, it was worth it that I came. Understand? That was Rav Yol. B'shus the Shechina. Now, here's the punchline. This you have to remember. It says in the Mechilta, the Ramban, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Lo tehemone kiderach sheshrei monim el tehemone l'shem Shabbos. You don't count days the way other people count. Rather, you count l'shem Shabbos. Perusha, Hagoyim monim b'meir shavu l'shem hayomim atzman. Karu yom shem b'fnei atzmo. Or l'shem as hamasharsim, they're avodah zaras. V'yisho monim kol yomim l'shem Shabbos echad b'shabbos sheni b'shabbos. We don't have names for the days of the week. We don't have names for days of the week. There's a goyish names. Why not? Because we're supposed to remember Shabbos when we just mention the days of the week. Kizumin a mitzvah shenitztavinu ki lezachro tamid b'chol yom v'zevshuto shel mikra. So therefore, when you finish davening and you say shir shel yom, you know that sentence hayom yom echad b'Shabbos. You're being mekayim a mitzvah d'orais. According to the Ramban. When you say Yom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, and you're declaring, today is the second day. I'm remembering Shabbos now. Think of Rabbi Yol. Remembering Shabbos now, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what the Ramban said. That's amazing. So this is a big yesod that we don't have names of the days of the week. We borrow the non-Jewish names just for convenience. But really, we don't have only numbers. So every time you say Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, you're getting mitzvah d'oraisa. That's a world famous Ramban. It's very important to remember. What's the other parallel example of that? What's the parallel example of this? The Ramban says in Perek Yud-Beis. What's the other Ramban that we didn't do this at the time? So I'll get it in now. Wait, you understand this? So that's number two. That since the mitzvah is to always remember Shabbos, why is the mitzvah to always remember Shabbos? Correct. The months of the year. Shmuel's Perek Yud-Beis. 2 points for Polster. Okay. This is the Ramban Shita. We're supposed to, it's the major yesod of life is to acknowledge that God made the world and God made us. And we know the Lishmo. And remembering Shabbos teaches us that, reminds us of that. So you're always supposed to think about Shabbos. And that's why every day you think about Shabbos. Now, the Ramban talks about, in the Torah, there are no numbers, there are no names of the months. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. No names of the months in the Torah. Why not? Hello, guys. Why no names of the months in the Torah? Because we're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we count the name. Why is Nisan the first month? Because that's when we left Mitzrayim. So let's say now it's the now it's five. So it's the 11th month of the year. So you say, it's the 11th month of the year. 11th month, 11th month from the first month. Oh yeah, that's when we left Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says that part of the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is to, even when you mention the date, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why in the Torah there are no names of the months, numbers. So it's a perfect Ramban. Just like we use the number of the days of the week. To always remember what? Always remember Shabbos. We use the numbers of the months to always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Aye, what's the kasha? What's the kasha on the Ramban, which he asks on himself? We have names of the months. We have names of the months. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, we have names. These are our names. We took now where they come from? Where the names come from? What language are these names? Where they come from? They came from Persia, from Babel. At the time of the Gula from Babel, we brought the names of the months with us. So the Ramban says, I have a kasha on myself. The whole point is not to have names, only have numbers, to have zeichiyot yetzias Mitzrayim. So why did Chazal bring the names of the months back from Bavel? The Ramban says, you know what the answer is? Because they want us to also remember the Gula from Bavel. It's perfect. Just like you're supposed to remember the Gula from Mitzrayim, you're supposed to also remember the Gula. So he said, oh, this is the month of Shvat. What Shvat? Oh, Shvat's a Persian name. Oh, Hashem took us out of Bavel. And therefore, the Ramban says, this is beautiful. Oh, that's what the Ramban says. So therefore, the Ramban says, just, it's opposed to the names of the months being a kasha against the principle. The names are another proof. He says, Shemos Chadashim Olam Bavel. Kimitchilo Hayu Lahamu Shemos Etzreinum. Be'asiba. Kimitchilo Haya Minyanam Zeich Yetzes Mitzrayim. Abal Kasher Alinu Mibavel. And it says in the pasuk, Hashem will take us out of Bavel. Chazarnu Likro Chadashim Mishem Shinukrayim Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz Bavel. Lahaska Kisham Amadnu. Umisham Halinu Hashem Yisbar. Got it? That's the famous Ramban. So the question is, when the Mashiach comes, are we taking the English names of the month? The English names. So I thought not. I asked Rabbanu, they thought not, because not all the Jews live in the English speaking countries where they use the English months. But okay. Anyway, so B'zat Hashem, we'll find out. Well, yeah, now they do. Right. But now with the internet, everyone uses those. Google months. Okay, it's an interesting question. So B'zat Hashem, we'll figure it out we'll find out what the psak is. So guys, so these are the two famous Rambans. There are many. These are especially the second one. Guys, what's the yisod of the Ramban? There's a major yisod in life. The sort of the Ramban is that we're supposed to have Kedusha Ruchnius in our Gashmius lives. Time is the ultimate example of nature. Time just goes on. Clicks, time, a second, a minute, a day. We can't control time. Time is the ultimate example of the Gashmius world. And what do? We bring Kedusha, we do mitzvos within time. Even when you declare the day of the week, you're doing the mitzvah. The ultimate example of this is Asher Yatza. You go to the bathroom. Going to the bathroom is what makes us most like the animals. We go to the bathroom. And yet, when you say a bracha afterwards with a little bit of kavano, with a lot of kavano, you elevate even that to something ruchnis. So in Yahadus, even when you mention the date, the day of the week, the month of the year, oh, there's ruchnius even in something as neutral as the day of the week. There's ruchnius. You got it? You got it? 1 second. You got it? Oh.